producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-free, and you can call in and you can talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Daryl.
And Johnson.
And we always bring, of course, things to the table. And, well, Daryl, you got a whopper today. Apparently, there's been a poll done, and half of Americans consider the United States government to be a threat?
Nearly half. It's 49%, which is close enough to half. It's within the statistical margin of error. And apparently, Gallup has been asking this question for a dozen years. Off and on.
Yeah.
For a dozen years. They report that 49% of Americans say that the federal government poses an immediate threat to the rights and freedoms of ordinary citizens, which is similar to what was found in previous surveys conducted over the last 5 years. When the question was first asked in 2003, less than one-third of Americans held this attitude.
So it was less than a third. And how long ago was that?
That was in 2003. And I have a theory on why it was so few in 2003.
Well, I would assume it had something to do with 9/11. Go ahead.
Exactly. That's my theory, anyway. Is it wasn't that long after 9/11, and it was when George Bush was ramping up support for invading Iraq and was still telling people, if you're not with us, you're with the terrorists.
Yeah, there was that.
And a lot of people were scared to speak up and say, yeah, I think the government is coming after my freedoms. But now people aren't necessarily as scared, and they're willing to say, yes, I think the government is coming after my freedoms. And something interesting, looking at the trends here, even though it was only 30% in 2003, in 2004 it was 35%, 2005 it was 37%, then it was 44% in 2006. And they did not ask the question again until 2010 when it was 46%.
Okay, so it's been steadily going up.
Yes,
doesn't
up.
Doesn't matter whether it's a Republican or a Democrat in office.
Right. Although, if you look at, and they actually break this down by political party, surprise, surprise, the people who identify as Republican or independents who lean Republican in 2003 were a lot less likely to say yes to the question than they are now that a Democrat is president. In 2010, 63% of Republicans answered yes to the question. In 2006, 24% answered yes to the same question. And it's now only 65% of Republicans. That's only a 2% change from 2010. Democrats, on the other hand, 59% answered yes to the question in 2006 compared to 26% in 2010.
So essentially,
and 32% now.
Basically, you're going to find 60% of the party that isn't in office.
The opposition party.
People identify as the party that is not in the office. 60% are going to say the world's ending.
Yes.
And as opposed to 30% of them when 25 to 30% when their party is in office.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
And they then ask an open-ended question only to the people that answer yes to the first question of, do you believe the federal government is an immediate threat to the rights and freedoms of ordinary citizens? And the answers of that, because it's an open-ended question, it sort of gives you a little bit of insight into what people are thinking when they answer yes. 19%, meaning roughly one out of five people.
What I would be saying, if it was asked to me, is do you think the government is an immediate threat? I would be saying yes. And they asked me what the immediate threat is I'm certain this year they're going to demand money from me, and if I don't pay it, they'd be willing to throw me in jail.
So taxes is essentially the answer that you are giving.
Okay.
3% gave that.
All right.
Johnson, how would you answer the question of in what ways do you see the federal government posing an immediate threat to the rights and freedoms of its citizens?
First of all, I would answer yes, absolutely, that they're a threat. And in what way? Every way. I mean, government is essentially antithetical to freedom, period.
So I will put you in the one out of five people that said government is too big.
Okay.
So 19% gave some variant of there are too many laws or government is too big. 15% said violations of civil liberties and freedom in general. 12% cited gun control. 10% cited too much involvement in people's private lives.
I'd agree with that.
And they actually, Gallup winds up, they do a very good job of showing trends from previous surveys to now. The too many laws, government too big is within statistical margin of error from 2010. It was 18%, now it's 19%. The violation of freedoms and civil liberties without going into a specific civil liberty is at 15% now. It did not register in 2010. Freedom of speech was at 15% in 2010, now it's 6%. And I think part of that is you have a lot of those people that are going into just the violation of civil liberties category.
Liberties generally, yeah. Well, I think that it's difficult to give a bunch of statistics on error, but it does show that, wow, 49% of Americans consider the government, the state, the federal government, to be a threat.
An immediate threat.
An immediate threat.
Not just a threat, because those are two different things. Because something could be a threat maybe 5 years down the road. This question was, do you believe the government poses an immediate threat?
Well, I think that it's very interesting that Americans have come to this conclusion. Obviously, the state, the model that we have of the government today. And it's not that I'm trying to get rid of government or anything like that. It's just the type of government that's been passed down. A republic really isn't much different than making everybody the king. So it's not that much different than having an autocrat.
I would say it's a good bit different than if everybody was the king.
Everybody's the king at the same time?
But not everybody is the king at the same time.
But they vote for a guy to sit over who basically does the role of the king.
Which is different than everybody being the king.
All right, so it passes back and forth between groups?
I wouldn't even say it passes back and forth in between groups. What it is, this representative democracy thing that we have, is you have a plurality of people that are deciding who is going to make decisions. I don't even want to say it's a majority of people because, well, for one thing, you very rarely have a majority of people that show up to vote. And quite often, if you have more than two options, there's a very good chance that you're not going to have a majority of people that vote that elect the guy to go represent.
Like Clinton. He won his second go-around. He won by less than 51%.
His first and second, both. He did not have a majority. Okay. He had a plurality. So,
what was the first one? Who was?
He had like 37%, 41%, something like that.
Is that with Perot?
Perot ran in both 92 and 96.
Is that so?
Yes. And a lot of people like to blame Perot for George Bush losing the election in 92. If you look at exit polling and you believe those numbers, people that voted for Perot were almost equally divided in their second choice of would have voted for Clinton or would have voted for Bush. So you can, well, you could blame Perot for any number of things, but you would be incorrect in doing so.
Well, George Herbert Walker Bush certainly blames Perot for it. I saw that in an interview. What do you think? The government as an immediate threat. Is this? Do you consider them a threat? Do you think this poll is inspiring? 1-855-450-3733, 855-453.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, he scratched incessantly.
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the plate.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Olive was suffering like a dog. She was itching, she was scratching, she was licking 24 hours a day.
Just chewing and chewing and chewing. So.
Scratching and biting.
Buddy, my Shih Tzu's itching problem, constantly licking his feet. It keeps me up at night.
And all it took was one container of Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed. Zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days.
Tons of energy. No more bad smells.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Sleep at night. Oh, let me do it again. Sleep at night. Get your dog some Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
My Patriot Supply is making the choice to get prepared easier and more affordable than ever. For a limited time, a 4-week emergency food supply is just $99. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-276-4010 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. Get prepared today. Call 800-276-4010 today for your $99 4-week food emergency supply.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. We just read a poll from, is it Rasmussen?
Gallup.
Gallup poll that says apparently 49%, half of Americans consider the federal government to be an immediate threat. And this is pretty interesting. Interesting times we live in. I wonder if it was ever, because this poll's only, they've only been doing it for 15 years. I wonder if there's
not quite.
Yeah, any time in American history where this was the truth previously. But it seems like a lot of big, it's a big number.
I've seen other polls where it showed up to like 65% of Americans answered yes, or rather answered no to the question, does the federal government have your consent? Or does the federal government have the consent of the governed?
Yeah, that's it.
And, you know, like that's the lie that we're told in elementary school, right? Is that governments exist with the consent of the governed, because that's what was written on some parchment 200 and some odd years ago.
Trust us.
That's what Thomas Jefferson said, and Thomas Jefferson wouldn't lie to you,
yeah,
because George Washington chopped down a cherry tree and admitted it, and that's why Abe Lincoln was called Honest Abe.
Right. You have consented by living here is usually what people will finally run to after you say, but I didn't consent. I didn't sign anything. I didn't sign the Constitution. No, there is no social contract. It's not I got nothing to do with this.
Right. You consented by being here. It's the implicit consent. There are several types of consent.
And that's true when you go on somebody's property. But I want to talk about that here in just 1 second. It's Mark with you, by the way.
Daryl.
And Johnson.
And I've used Save It Purse for a couple of months now, and it's a great way to save, like, 20%.
I've consented to 30% savings.
30% savings on Save It Purse, depending on the situation.
Expressed consent.
We, at my house, just did a big purchase. My son Jack had saved up a bunch of money from doing chores and help feeding the pigs and a variety of different things. And he bought a Lego, Marvel Lego helicarrier thing.
Oh, that thing's huge.
It's gigantic. But this thing's $350, and he saved his money. Now, he did get some in birthday money and all that stuff. Legos are expensive. But we bought it on Purse, and he saved, I think it was like 50 bucks off of it. It was 20%. He saved 20%, and he's going to be able to, he saved the whole amount, because that's how much it was, and that's how much I said he had to save. But now he gets to keep 50 bucks and buy another Lego or something with it. And that makes him very happy.
Does he have his own Bitcoin wallet?
He doesn't, no.
You should set him up with one.
Well, I don't know exactly. And I don't know if we're ready for that. But nonetheless, you can save 20, 25, 30% by using Bitcoin to purchase the things that you normally purchase at Amazon. So, yes, you're going to have to get some Bitcoin, and yes, I'll tell you how to do that here coming up very shortly. But saveatpurse.com, go get your account, go register it right now. Saveatpurse.com.
I don't know, man. He could have built that that entire helicarrier in Minecraft, and that'd be like 2 years of a server.
He's been working on things like that in Minecraft, too. So he's built all kinds of different things. It's amazing.
Hold on. There's a Minecraft 2?
Also.
Oh, okay.
So, this thing where the federal government is a threat. I'm kind of surprised that there were that many people that consider the federal government a threat.
I'm surprised there were that many that consider the federal government an immediate threat.
You keep on stressing it, no doubt about it. But do you think that there are people out there that consider the government a threat that don't consider it an immediate threat? I mean,
probably, yes.
What's the percentage of people that answered, no, I don't consider the government to be an immediate threat?
I don't know. I wasn't conducting the survey, and they don't give that information.
All right.
They just give the number of people that said yes, the number of people that said no, and the people that said, oh. And then one thing that's interesting, looking here at the follow-up question, where they say, in what ways is the federal government an immediate threat to the rights and freedoms of its citizens? 3% said none. Meaning that people that just answered yes to the question
thought the government was a threat, but they don't. But there is no way that it's a threat.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's different than the people that said, I'm not sure and didn't have an opinion. That was 4%.
Okay. So there's 7% of people who think the federal government's a threat, an immediate threat,
but they don't know how.
Yeah, I'm afraid that they're probably suffering from a certain level of paranoia, right? I mean, like, if you just perceive a threat and you don't know why you perceive a threat.
Yes.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's why I'm stressing the word immediate, because there probably are. And again, I don't know the percentage, and I don't want to speculate, because if you would have asked me this question 3 days ago of what percentage of Americans view the federal government as an immediate threat, I'd have said, oh, 10, 15.
Yeah.
So I never would have guessed nearly half. So to try to put a number on the people that think it's a threat but not an immediate threat, it's very difficult to answer. But there are some people that think, oh, well, if they don't meet that spending thing and the shutdown happens in 3 weeks, then, you know, that's going to be a problem. And then if they don't do this, then that's going to be a problem. So there are people that perceive possible threats in the future.
Yeah. I don't know. It's I think that to some extent I'm heartened by this information, because it shows that people understand what the government, what the state is. And I was going to talk about that, and I didn't quite get through it. Is that I believe the state is passed down through the master-servant paradigm. Even before we had the agricultural revolution, say, 10,000 years ago, you know, there were 200,000, between 20 and 200,000 years of humans that were hunter-gatherers. I suspect we had a master-servant paradigm going on at that point, even then, that essentially American Indians who were hunter-gatherers held slaves. So we can see that, that likely this paradigm was in play at that point. So this goes back as far back as humans go. This whole idea of I'm in charge and you'll do what I say, or I'll knock you over the head with a big stick.
Yes.
Well,
might makes right.
Yeah, that's essentially what you've got with a republic, because 50% plus one, or whoever, the people that won, the party that won gets to knock over the head the party that lost.
And everybody else that is not a member of the party that also lost.
Yes, and they just keep doing it over and over again. And I think we need, this is 2015, we've got the internet. Well, they can provide to us all these different services. How come we can't get whatever services the government has in ways that we want to have them? Rather than just being stuck with
because
the inefficiencies of the state.
Because that would be anarchy, Mark.
Well, that's not anarchy. That's a
I know.
Competition for the areas of government.
But there have been people that have told me that if the federal government dissolved, it goes away, Washington, D.C., the District of Criminals no longer controls our lives, that would be anarchy.
No, that would be the state government's picking up the ball. Give us a call, 1-855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on the government being a threat? 855-450-FREE.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRAs, Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
My name is Dale, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and Nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's EATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's 855-453, and you can call in and, well, you can bring up whatever you want. What we've been talking about is this this fascinating poll that's come out of
Gallup.
Gallup, yeah. I was thinking Pew at that point. Yeah, there's so many different of these polling organizations that says that basically half of Americans find the federal government to be a threat.
Immediate
threat. And now what's interesting is these numbers tend to waffle back and forth over the years as a Democrat or a Republican are in the White House. Not that it matters. I mean, you know, the people in the White House don't really make the laws. They you know, make some policy, but...
Right. It's mostly Congress that winds up doing all of the horrible things and the president gets blamed for or the president gets credit for.
Yep. So, yeah, you can call in on that one, 855-450-3733. I don't know whether to be excited about this because I guess I do consider the federal government to be a threat. It's just not a threat that scares me, you know? I generally don't think they're going to come after me. And maybe I'm just wrong.
Right, but the question wasn't, do you find the federal government to be a threat to your life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, or do you find the federal, or do you believe the federal government is going to, you know, like, annihilate humanity in the immediate future? The question was, do you think the federal government poses an immediate threat to the rights and freedoms of ordinary citizens? And I don't understand how anybody could say that the federal government does not.
Yeah, that's kind of the definition of the state. You know, I mean, it's an organization that, you know, threatens. If you don't do what we say, we're going to put you in a cage.
Right.
And ultimately, that's how it's worked up to this point. And there's other options. We don't have to have that particular paradigm.
Right.
So the government provides a variety of services, whatever those services might be in whichever government we're talking about. Could be a municipal government, could be a state government, could be the federal government. Provides a variety of services. Those services, you know, individually, for whatever reason, the federal government doesn't decide to distribute cars. But it does decide to distribute trash pickup.
So, in most places.
In most places. Water distribution. Municipal water distribution. In most places. There's a whole variety of things that the federal government, or but a variety of different governments do that you can just get them out of that business. And somebody could provide it to you. You know, these different things to you. I don't know what they would look like. A lot of people are worried about, say, when it comes to, in some places they have a government electricity. Well, who's going to deliver the electricity? Well, the same people that deliver it when you don't have the government doing it. You know, lots of places in the United States that happens. Well, who's going to pick up the trash? The same people who pick up the trash when you don't have the state picking up the trash. These things don't have to be municipal or state-run organizations.
Right.
They don't have to be. Now, the federal government's a little different. What they do is they take they take money away from you in the form of income tax, and half of that goes to the military.
Not quite. Half of the discretionary
goes
to the military.
Yeah. You're excluding Medicare and Social Security. Those are the two things that aren't included in the discretionary, right?
No, some of the military spending isn't included in discretionary. There's two different federal budgets. Essentially, there's the discretionary budget and the non-discretionary. The non-discretionary is what Congress does not have the option of touching. They can't earmark for various things. So I've seen the actual breakdown between the non-discretionary and the discretionary.
Yeah.
But it's somewhere around like 54% of the discretionary, meaning that's what Congress gets to play with.
That's what goes to the military. Yeah. Let's go to the phones. We've got Glenn calling in from Alabama. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, y'all. The statement, don't believe they're coming for me. Listen, y'all, these are old numbers. Democracy Now, a couple of years back, over 1 million U.S. citizens on the terrorist watch list.
Yeah, on the terrorist watch list. And a lot of them are just sort of mistakes, too.
Yes.
Well, you've got 16 different agencies. Some have multiple lists. And basically, the way you get on it is twerk off some cop. He points his finger, and that's all it takes. Once it's been investigated, you're on it, whether you like it or not.
Or and you have the same name as somebody that did something, because I've seen stories about five-year-old kids that were on the no-fly list. Obviously, a five-year-old kid's not a terrorist.
There was another one about a nun once.
There was a guy that I worked with when I worked for the airline.
You haven't been around very many five-year-olds, have you?
I didn't say they couldn't be terrorists. I said they're not terrorists. There was a guy I worked with when I worked for the airline.
They just haven't been armed by the U.S. government. That's the problem.
That if he did not use his middle name, he got flagged in the system. But if he used his full name, first, middle, and last, he was okay. No problem.
And he worked for an airline.
Yes.
But he couldn't fly.
If he didn't use the middle name, he got the super secret special search where they had to touch his wee-wee.
Glenn?
I have my FBI files. And
how do you get those?
Oh, you go online with the FBI and
FOIA request.
Okay.
Yeah, and it takes them a while. I had an 800 page file. I actually got 300 pages. All the names were blacked out, but the circumstances you can read, and you know exactly who said what.
Really? So is this, they were doing interviews of like your sort of friends and neighbors, or this was statements?
We had one friend of my mom and dad's who had been friends with them since the Korean War. Yep. They would come to the house, eat mom and dad's food, and driving down the driveway, that SOB would have his phone up to his ear already calling his people, telling them every single thing that my mother and father had told them about me. Another guy, I was best man at his wedding. He would tell Tom, Tom would tell Dick, Dick would tell Harry, Harry would be typing it into that U.S. government's control to supply Dell. Now that's the way that rolls.
Wow, that's crazy.
You've got a snitch network in this country, and it's right-wing bobble thumpers.
Those are the ones that are doing the snitching, is the claim?
And it's not the Methodist, it's not the Presbyterians, and it's not those rascally little Episcopalians either.
So it's what, Pentecostals?
I'm keeping my mouth shut. I mean, I'm sitting here on a
Baptist
monitor.
Yeah, that's
I'm
just
sitting here on a monitored phone. I know I am, you know.
It's being broadcast on 100-and-some-odd radio stations. Yeah. People are listening.
I'm pretty sure you're being monitored.
Well, yeah. You know what I'm saying.
I gotcha.
And they swap FBI files like they swap, you know, baseball
swap things.
Trading cards.
Yeah, what do you mean they swap them? Who swaps them?
Well,
who do they trade them with?
The five-year-olds. They collect
each
them. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, they know. They know, or they think they know all kind of stuff.
Okay.
I don't leave the house with a battery in my cell phone because and this goes for everyone who has any kind of a mobile phone. They are constantly pinging these phones. They know.
I think they can remotely turn them on too, I've heard.
Not with the battery out of it.
No, that would be a good trick.
I've actually heard that there's a tiny secret battery that you can't remove.
Glenn, good luck dodging the Baptists. All the best. 855-450-3733. You never know.
Hey, and if you don't have an FBI file, the surest way to get one is to file a request for your file.
you'll get one for sure then. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Finally fall, a time for cooler temperatures and hot deals from America's Best Value Inn. Save 20% when you book a room online at ABVI.com by October 15th and stay two or more consecutive nights now through October 22nd. Plus, you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and instant rewards through our Value Club at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Into savings this season at America's Best Value Inn.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's the number you call in order to talk about, well, this poll that has come out from, at this point, I've just given up.
Gallup.
Gallup that says that 49%, half of Americans, find the government to be an immediate threat. And that is just a stunning number to me. I'm really quite surprised that half of Americans find the federal government to be a threat. And makes me wonder that, you know, at some point there's going to be some kind of tipping point when enough Americans find their own federal government to be a threat. When does something change? I'm not hoping for a revolution, ladies and gentlemen. I'm hoping for things to change to become, you know, a better customer service oriented organization. But traditionally, in order to get a better government, one has to have a revolution.
And I guess I'm a little jaded because I see polls where upwards of two-thirds of Americans say that the federal government does not have the consent of the governed, and I see other polls where like 80% of Americans say that they're willing to vote for somebody that's not a Republican or a Democrat in the next election, and then you wind up with 90-some-odd percent of people voting for Republicans and Democrats, 90-some-odd percent of the people getting reelected, and nothing changes, and people just continue to gripe.
I hear you, but that doesn't mean they don't consider the government to be a threat. And the attitude of the governed is important. Let's go to, it looks like, Charlie calling in from Topeka. Charlie, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yes, good evening. I think a real case in point would be NDAA.
National Defense Authorization Act, but they do one of these, I think, every year.
Pretty much every year.
Well, it's dangerous to grant any government the power to literally render you in the middle of the night without due process, without access to an attorney, and without informing your loved ones. I mean, you just vanish, and you could end up in some deep dark cell in Poland.
So you're talking specifically about the one provision that was in the 2012 NDAA that wound up passing in, like, December of 2011, correct?
Yes.
And I remember when this passed, and I remember delivering letters to my members of Congress, or at least the people in Congress that claimed to represent me. And one of the workers at, I was living in Texas at the time, Senator, I think, Cornyn's office, saying, well, no, it's specifically in that next section says that the military can't detain people. I said, yeah, true. It says that this does not authorize the military to detain people that are Americans, but it says nothing about the FBI, the CIA, the DEA, any other federal agency or any state agency. And then the staffer said, wow, we never thought about it like that. And then President Obama was saying that it did not grant any new powers, that those were all things that they already had. It was just being codified from something that Bush had written in a memo saying you can detain anybody that you think might be an enemy, and enemy is anybody that doesn't do what we want.
Right. No, I mean, no actual probable cause. And, I mean,
probable cause is kind of out of fashion anyway. You know, I mean, well, Posse Comitatus sits out. I mean, it doesn't seem like these policing agencies have very much interest in these old Latin terms and these old English common law things. It doesn't seem like they have much interest in them.
The theory of innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah, that thing is
that's not crap. Existed for most of my lifetime.
That is out the window.
Well, that's, you know, that's why do they need NORTHCOM?
I'm not sure what NORTHCOM is.
To track Santa Claus.
They do track Santa Claus.
Central Command or Southern Command. It's a military district. And so, why would they need one for the United States?
Yeah, they're talking about NORCOM and SOCOM, not NORAD.
Okay. I'm not entirely sure whether I would not be able to answer that question. I simply don't know what they do with them. I imagine the general in charge of that considers his job to be very important.
Oh, sure, they all do. One of my biggest concerns is just to use the Bush-Gore election. When you think about it, half of the registered voters voted, and it turned out so close that the Supreme Court had to decide.
Yep.
So you're looking at a president that was elected by only half of the registered voters. So that means a quarter of the people that are registered to vote actually picked our leader.
Yeah, that's exactly how it goes all over and over again. Charlie, I appreciate the call. Thank you.
And then one thing that's interesting about that 2000 election is a lot of people want to blame Ralph Nader for Al Gore losing that election.
This is it. Daryl comes to the rescue of the minor party candidate.
You can only blame Al Gore for losing that election because Al Gore lost his home state. Had Al Gore won the state of Tennessee and the electoral votes that came with winning Tennessee, Florida would not have been in play at all. It's only because Al Gore lost his home state that Florida even mattered. And there were, I believe, 8 candidates not named Ralph Nader that received over 537 votes in Florida. So you could blame any of those people.
Obviously Al Gore should have won his own state. But you think about this guy coming off of one of the most successful presidencies of my lifetime. Now, I'll admit, things were different in 2000, the way people felt about Clinton than they do today.
Yes.
But, I mean, Clinton's a rock star right about now. But even his wife doesn't seem to want to get that close to him as far, from a candidate candidate standpoint.
Right.
And it's really odd that for whatever reason, they just don't want to. Maybe you can make the claim that Rush Limbaugh really did have an effect, because he's constantly pounding on the Clinton war machine thing. And in that circumstance, maybe he really did affect that election. So you can, you know, blame it on a variety of factors. I know that Jeb Bush worked with his, I think she was the Secretary of State, but I can't remember what her name was off the top of my head, to purge the voter rolls of felons who were registered to vote, one of them being me. I was a registered felon and disallowed from voting in the 2000 election. Now, it wouldn't have made that big of a difference because I was going to vote for Harry Brown, not for George Bush. But
Blame Harry Brown.
But they managed to make a lot of these guys. I would imagine a lot of those felons, this is just me guessing here, were probably, in my experience being in prison in Florida, were probably black guys. And black guys tend to vote Democrat. Not every one of them by any stretch of the imagination, but if you look at the stats, it seems like it might have made a difference. And I don't know. There was a lot of hanky-panky going on. Let's go to Rob calling in from Maryland. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on? What's on your mind?
I want to confirm what one of you said about being skeptical of this poll.
I'm not skeptical.
The government, people fear the government.
No, I think they fear their government, but I'm surprised, I guess.
Yeah, well, I believe people say that. But like you said, they continue to keep voting the same way. Every time, and I just think I don't see a lot of hope. I mean, I woke up 20 years ago, but I think people will continue to bend over and take it. And
what woke you up?
What's that?
What woke you up? You said you woke up 20 years ago. What woke you up?
What really woke me up was watching the Dole Clinton debates and realizing that they had absolutely no, they totally agreed on everything, and they were old buddies, and I started to question everything then.
There's one thing that they disagreed on.
Rob.
They disagreed on speaking of themselves in third person.
Yeah.
Because Bob Dole totally agrees and supports of referring to oneself in third person. That's something that Bob Dole does a lot. And Bill Clinton never really referred to himself as
King
Bill
Mark
Clinton.
Likes to do that as well.
I can tell you, I don't need that Viagra. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live, or LRN.FM. We're going to have Mary Ruart on here to talk in just a few minutes. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.